This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
13 Days of Halloween, Penance, a co-production of iHeart 3D Audio, Blumhouse Television, and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. Headphones recommended, listener discretion advised.
What to do? Oh, I know, that book from the library. What was it again? Ugh, the mirrors. Should have definitely gone with the other self as an omen of death. Okay, maybe let's start with a table of contents. Ontological unfolding, the philosophical analysis of unmanifested potentialities. Ether and its peculiarities, an exploration of possible interdimensional mediums. Why do they have books like this in a prison library? Okay, random page. Yes, I see it now. Not there, not yet. Yes, here! Within this hypothetical mirror universe, each individual is purported to have a doppelganger. Literally a double walker. An apparition that personifies all the decisions abandoned, the paths untaken, the words left unsaid in our present sphere of existence. The theory presents a fascinating paradox that whilst our mirror selves are seemingly our reflections, they are, in truth, being sculpted by an entirely different set of experiences and consequences. This captivating paradox resides at the intersection of exact science and the otherworldly. Whirling in a maelstrom of ethereal mechanics, psychological analyses, and philosophical riddles. While concrete evidence for such a universe and these spectral counterparts remains elusive, the phenomenon has nonetheless inscribed an intriguing image upon the grand stage of the intellect, resonating with provocative questions about identity, reality, and the intrinsic nature of existence itself.
Rodriguez!
Jesus, Kirill! Don't sneak up on me like that.
Что ты здесь делаешь?
And it's Martinez.
Как ты осталась позади? Двигайся, пожалуйста. Сделать это легко.
What?
Ты негодяй. Ты уже причинила сегодня достаточно неприятностей. Не делай хуже. Просто иди. Так будет лучше для нас обоих.
Okay, listen. We might have to try charades here, because... Hey, where's Grimes? I thought you two were always, you know...
Hello, residents of Section C. We hope you are all enjoying your recreation time.
What the F?
Remember, here at the Pendleton, we live by the motto, a healthy body can last forever.
All right, I get it. Hey, what do they mean by recreation, anyway? Because I feel like we're getting plenty of steps in here. I really get the impression that you speak at least some English.
Да.
Then where are we going?
Мне не нужно ничего тебе сказать. Вы все еще не понимаете, как это работает.
What?
На чертов двор.
What?
Двор.
What?
The yard.
Wait, wait, wait. When you say yard, do you mean outside? Hey, no, 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 no. We're still inside.
Ты не говоришь.
Okay. So I guess we mingle?
Checkmate.
Nope.
Checkmate!
Still no.
Checkmate?
There are no checkmates, soldier. This is checkers.
Palms together at the heart, and we'll close our practice with the sound of Om. Inhale.
Om.
And we'll seal it with the prayer of Narcissus.
The what?
I shall never recognize myself, for if I do, it will be the end of me.
Hold still. Hold still.
Nice ink. How'd you get a tattoo gun in here? Right, yeah, we'll carry on.
Hold still! Hold still!
1,000 fucking people in here, and you can't manage to talk to a single one of them without making a fool of yourself, you socially anxious pizza prep! Prep!
Hi, Si.
First of all, nice shorts, nice headband. You know they've never brought me out here before?
Is that right?
Crazy how they call this a yard. It's all enclosed.
Uh-huh.
But hey, listen, I was thinking about my case. I got to reading that book from the library, see, and,
Si, listen.
Yeah?
Not now.
Oh.
Remember when I told you about simple pleasures? Movement is one of them.
Okay, sure, yeah, I understand.
Kid, you literally live next door. So just tell me later, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, you're right. But what do I...
Try a walk. They say it's the best medicine.
A walk? Yeah, right. What is that in the middle? What am I looking at?
The Panopticon.
I'm sorry?
That's the Panopticon. The all-seeing eye in the sky. Only you can't tell because you're standing too close. It towers high above the yard, the cell block, everything. And the top is entirely encircled in windows of one-way glass. They can see out, but we can't see in. And so you never really know.
Know what?
If anyone's looking. Did you know there's someone following you?
What? How did you know?
I see their imperfections. Almost beautiful. If only...
Where do you see...
I don't know if it's the ears or maybe the lips. Just need a bit of trimming.
Wait, what the...
This isn't just a vision. Someone's there and they're real.
Maybe it's your glasses.
Maybe it's my eyes.
Okay, well, I better be moving on.
I wasn't always like this, you know. I was a doctor, a family man. It all began with that eye, that damn... evil eye. All because my vision had started to fail.
Morning, sweetie. We've got eggs and bacon. Eat up before this one finishes it all himself.
He's a growing boy, isn't he? Let him eat.
I'm hungry, what can I say?
And on to our top story this morning. We're all resting a little easier today as the keepsake killer, 38-year-old Jason Delving, has finally been brought to justice. He was executed by lethal injection at 8:15 last night, finally closing a dark chapter in this city's history.
Sam, turn this up.
Delving brutally murdered 12 innocent people, all of whom appear to have been chosen at random. Each victim was found with a body part removed, leading to Delving's macabre nickname. Despite detectives' discovery of the missing body parts at Delving's residence, we're told he maintained his innocence until the very end.
Well, that's one less thing to worry about.
Whoever prints these newspapers, I don't know why the letters have to be so damn small.
Ralph, get your eyes checked. You've complained about this for months.
Yeah, Dad, take care of it already.
I've gotten by just fine, thank you.
Don't your patients think it's weird when you're an inch from their face?
I'm an ENT, son. That's normal.
You've played golf with Arthur Watson for, what, 20 years? Give him a call and get it checked out.
Tell you what, I'll think about it. Anyway, I gotta run. Love you both. See you tonight.
Bye, Dad.
Have a good day, sweetie. Call him.
Damn it. What now? Well, at least the mailbox is okay.
Oh no, Ralph, what happened?
It's fine, dear. Nothing the body shop can't fix.
What if that had been a person?
I know.
Oh, that's it. I'm driving you to the office. And after work, you are calling Dr. Watson. Do you understand me?
Fine.
Dr. Watson speaking.
Evening, Arthur. Hope I'm not disturbing you at home.
Ralph, never. To what do I owe the pleasure?
Listen, I'm sorry to talk business at this hour, but I've got a medical question I thought you might be able to help me with.
Happy to help. What's going on?
You know, I've needed readers for a couple of years now, but lately my vision is really declining.
You're not trying to make excuses for that golf handicap of yours, are you?
I'm not sure I could even get off the green anymore. I can hardly read the paper. And my peripheral vision is becoming hard to trust. I backed into the mailbox today. And to tell you the truth, I didn't even see it.
That does sound serious. When did this start?
I don't know. It was gradual at first, but now things seem to be degrading rapidly. It's bad, I know.
Tell you what, I could take a look, see what's going on. Maybe lasers would fix it. Hard to know for sure. But we've been doing something experimental in the office lately. And I have to say, the results are phenomenal. People who couldn't see a spotlight in the theater are walking out with near-perfect vision.
How is that even possible?
Listen, it's an outpatient procedure. You'd need a day or two to recover, and then you should be perfect. 20/20 vision or better. You could be back at work in the same week. A man your age with the kind of macular degeneration you're describing, I think you'd be an excellent candidate.
Arthur, that sounds too good to be true.
There is a catch. This does require a willing donor.
Donor? Are we talking about a transplant?
Think of it as a cross between stem cell therapy and an organ graft. The registry has a pretty long waiting period, but maybe I could pull some strings.
So you really think I should do this?
As your friend, I'm telling you, this procedure is nothing short of a miracle.
This whole thing feels a little rushed.
You're the one who wanted me to get it taken care of.
I know, but surgery already?
Arthur swears by it, and we got lucky there was a donor available so quickly.
Well, he'll hear from me about it if anything goes wrong.
Are you ready to do this, Ralph?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Now, I'm going to give you a little gas. I want you to start counting backwards from 100.
That old trick? Is it really necessary? I mean, does anybody even make it past the...
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Good morning, Dr. Stanley. How are you feeling?
Is that it? I feel great. No pain. But why is everything so dark?
Tell me, can you read this?
Yes. Yes, I can. Is this my bill?
Listen, Ralph. It couldn't have gone any better. Just don't take those sunglasses off for the next 24 hours. About this time tomorrow, you'll be ready to see the world again.
Nice shades. This is a good look for you.
I feel a little silly in these things, to be honest.
Better get you home before anyone sees you. I don't know why it took you so long to do this, but if you wouldn't listen to me, at least you would listen to Dr. Watson.
What is that?
What's what, honey?
On the side of the road, that man. Pull over! Pull over!
Why?
Damn it, Connie, pull over!
Ralph, let go of the wheel!
We have to help him!
What were you thinking? Are you trying to get us killed?
That man over there.
What man?
Lying in the gutter. He's bleeding out. I need to help him.
Honey, that's a deer. A dead deer.
Even squinting through the dark glasses, I could see that she was right. It was a doe. And her head had been smashed. I swear, it was a man. There was so much blood.
You almost killed both of us. Listen, maybe your eyes haven't totally adjusted yet and things probably don't look altogether normal. Let's go home and maybe blame this one on the anesthesia still wearing off.
Maybe. Maybe you're right.
Feeling better this morning?
You know, I needed that sleep, I'll tell you. It's like somebody wiped all the dust off of my eyes.
Yeah, Dad. How are those new peepers?
Clear as day. Look at that time. I better get to the office.
Don't you think you should give it till at least next week?
Arthur said it would be only a day or two. I'm fine.
But how are you going to get there? Ralph, you can't drive.
Really, I'm...
Ralph.
You know...
Ralph.
I think I'll take the train today. You can drop me off at the station when you take Sam to school.
The train? Are you sure?
It's been a while. It might be interesting to see through new eyes.
Excuse me. I just need to get through.
Please, ma'am, sit here. I insist.
You're too kind.
Something in the atmosphere of that train felt hostile. Hoping to avoid eye contact, I glanced down at my feet and found blood on my shoe. What the? Where did that? In front of me was a trail of bloody footsteps leading down the aisle back to the bench where the old woman was seated, and now she was hunched over, like she was struggling to hold herself up, and where her foot had been, there was just a bloody stump. Oh, God! Everybody, clear the aisle!
What's this guy's problem? Probably drugs. Look at his eyes.
Take it easy, buddy.
Please! We need to help this... that woman! She was right here. I know. I saw her.
Whatever you say, nutjob.
Dr. Stanley, I can't believe you're back so soon.
Happy to be back, Janet. What's first on the agenda?
Mr. Osborne's in room 2. He's been waiting a while.
Thank you, Janet. Right, so we're still having issues with the left ear.
No, it's my left ear. Right one's clear as a bell.
Hmm. And the hearing aid's not helping?
I already have a hearing aid, but my wife doesn't seem to think it's helping.
Sounds about right. Okay, let's take a look. Chin up. Turn this way. Hmm. Look at that. You've got some kind of laceration.
A what?
I'm as puzzled as you. What if we just...
What are you doing, Jesus Christ? Stop!
Dr. Stanley?
Sorry.
Good Lord, why are you holding a scalpel?
I thought...
You know... I just remembered I need to leave now.
Robert!
I'll reschedule!
Mr. Osborne!
Bye!
Dr. Stanley, is everything okay? Mr. Osborne ran out of here like he's...
He'll be fine, but don't bill him for today. Just call and try to reschedule.
Okay.
One more thing. Would you call me a car?
You want me to call you?
And cancel the afternoon.
Of course, Doctor.
I'll be in my office.
Dr. Watson speaking.
Arthur.
Ralph, I was about to call your office. You must have read my mind. How are those eyes doing?
Arthur, I have to say I'm not sure I'm taking so well to the procedure.
What do you mean?
My vision seems to be influenced.
Influenced? How so?
I keep seeing things.
Well, that's the point.
Things that aren't there, that shouldn't be there.
I'm not sure I follow.
I mean, I'm seeing visions. Violent ones, too.
What? But that couldn't have anything to do with the procedure.
Arthur, the eye you implanted in me, something in it is not right. It's evil.
There is something you should know.
Okay.
The reason we found a donor so fast...
I'm listening.
...was because the tissue came... from Jason Delving.
The keepsake killer? You put tissue from that monster in my body.
Getting donations like that from prisoners, it's standard practice.
But what I'm seeing, these visions, those are his victims.
Ralph, what you're saying isn't possible.
You need to undo this. Do you understand?
But you couldn't possibly.
You're going to take that psycho's eye out of my
Ralph,
body.
Ralph, please, you're talking like a crazy person.
I'll be in your office shortly.
Ralph, Dr. Stanley.
Take me to the office complex off Magnolia Drive, Building C.
Sure thing. I know where that's at. Day going all right?
I'm tired. Just had an operation. Need to see my doctor for a checkup.
Ah, yeah, you won't see me going under no knife. Doctors these days, I mean, give you a dose of dope and a great big bill. That's all they're good for.
I myself am a doctor as well, thank you.
Hey, no offense, Doc. I just try to keep myself away from any hospital I can. You don't see me getting no insurance driving this thing around.
Well, yes, the healthcare industry could be better.
That's the understatement of the century. I just keep to my usual routes and straight home for me. Couldn't take the hit if something happened. That, you know, and you get these maniacs like the keepsake killer running around, cutting off all kind of body parts.
Sometimes excision is the only way to keep a patient alive.
What are you getting on about, Doc? This guy has been removing body parts after stabbing them to death.
Right. Here works. That's his building.
That'll be 25 even.
As the driver turned around for the first time, I saw his face. A rotted out cavern where his nose should be, oozing bloody pus all over his mouth and chin. My God, what's wrong with your face? Take your money!
You ain't no spring chicken neither, Doc. Hey, what, no tip?
Dr. Stanley, how are you today? I don't see that you have an appointment.
Where is he?
Dr. Stanley, Dr. Watson isn't available right now.
What the hell have you done to me?
Ralph, you can't burst in like this.
You're going to fix this, you hear me?
I need you to calm down.
What were you thinking? Experimental surgery? You let that killer loose in my mind!
Listen to me, Ralph. None of what you're saying is possible. Do you understand? Maybe this is some side effect from the anesthesia.
I know it's possible because it's happening! But I don't know if I can control what I'm starting to feel. These memories, these compulsions.
You're scaring me, Ralph.
Look, I get it. Nobody's perfect, Doc. Sometimes our bodies just need a little fixing. A little modification. You know, this keepsake guy, maybe he saw things not as they were, but the way they ought to be. And you know what they say, Arthur? An eye for an eye!
No! Someone! Help me!
What are you doing?
Watson's assistant shattered a potted plant across my skull. Next thing I know, I wake up in this hellhole. They've got me on something to keep the urges down. But once in a while, I look around at these people and I can't help but think. They're almost perfect. They just need a little bit of fixing.
You know, there would have been a point in my life where I would have thought you were insane. And maybe even scary. But I just want you to know that at least in here, you're not that special.
Maybe you're right.
Now, if you're finally feeling seen, I'd like to maybe spend a little of my recreation time figuring out all of the fun this place has to offer, so that's...
It's them, isn't it?
Hey, yoo-hoo! Over here! It's me! It's,
Sayuri!
Hey, Grimes, Kirill said you were pouting. He really missed you today. I think I might have even seen a tear. Say something, buddy. Can't do this song and dance routine all by myself.
You? Where do you belong? Which side of the mirror?
I don't understand. What?
Doesn't matter. None of it. It's so simple. All I have to do is break the glass!
Out of the way!
He's lost it!
He's gonna fucking kill her.
Holy shit, you are short-circuiting!
Сделать это мы не хотели так делать, комрад.
You gave us no choice.
What the fuck was that? What's happening to him?
They all know.
Shh, понимаю.
They know, they all know. Nobody wants this.
Проходите.
No one wants this.
Okay, big fella, let's get you on your feet.
Вам может доктор.
The doctor?
Nobody can help me.
Нет.
But her.
Me?
She understands. And she can stop it.
Становится грустно.
We'll take care of her. Don't you worry. Let's take care of you first, okay, Grimesy?
Never. I'll never be. Never here. Never again. I will never, ever be alone again. Never alone. Never alone. None of us are ever alone. I am not alone. He is not alone. She is definitely never alone. Why did they do it? Don't they see what it means?
Never alone.
That was a close one.
Fripp, what the hell happened to him?
We are living in a world where doctors become patients and guards become prisoners.
Are you quoting something?
Depends whether or not you believe this has already happened.
Hey, while you were jogging, did you see a blonde woman wandering around in here?
All residents, recreation time has reached its conclusion. Please return to your habitations. I repeat, all residents return to your habitations.
Thirteen Days of Halloween, Penance, starring Natalie Morales. Episode 7, Observation. Written by Josh Thane, Matthew Riddle, and Alexander Williams. Editing and sound design by Josh Thane. Featuring the voices of Steve B. Green, Raphael Corkill, Rachel Rosenblum, Wayne Bastrop, Miguel Perez, Sonny Bowling, Chris Jai Alex, Trevor Young, Wilbur Fitzgerald, Laura Shine, Ross Arano, Morgan Brown, Sandra Valladares, Joseph Whip, Alex Bowling, and Jay Jones. Directed by Alexander Williams. Executive producers Aaron Mankey, Noah Feinberg, Chris Dickey, Matt Frederick, and Alexander Williams. Supervising producers Trevor Young and Josh Thane. Producers Jesse Funk, Rima Ilkayali, Noemi Griffin, Chandler Mays, and Casby Bias. Script editing by Lauren Vogelbaum. Story consultants Ben Bolin and Matthew Riddle. Casting by Sunday Bowling CSA and Meg Mormon CSA. Production coordinator Wayna Calderon. Production assistants Jenna Johnson and Winona Lowe. Theme music by Rose Azerti, with vocals by Anna Humler. Recorded at This Is Sound Design Studios in Burbank, California. Engineered by Ross Arono. Special thanks to Romelia Osorio, Nathan Rule, Glenn Nishida, and Rob Mosca. 13 Days of Halloween was created by Matt Frederick and Alexander Williams and is a production of iHeart Podcasts, Blumhouse Television, and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. Learn more about the show at grimandmild.com/13days and find more podcasts from iHeartRadio by visiting the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Happy Halloween.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.